Well, a very public factional fight is rocking the Australian Greens at the moment. Recent polls have showed the minor party losing ground to Labor and other parties in the Senate. There's a lot of them now. New South Wales Senator Lee Rhiannon has publicly voiced her concern, saying the Greens are now at a crossroads. And there are reports that some members of the Greens are questioning the direction taken by the party, particularly by the under the leadership of Greens leader Richard Di Natale. But supporters of Senator Di Natale have dismissed the criticism. They say it comes from bitter party members afraid of losing influence. Well, Senator Lee Rhiannon, she's at the centre of this. She joins us now. Senator, good morning. Welcome to Breakfast.
Good morning, Fran.
Do you have confidence in Richard Di Natale's leadership?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. The reports today about being at a crossroads, I take collective responsibility with my colleagues for where we're at. And we have great policies that address everything from dealing with climate change, wealth redistribution and inequality. But it's how do we ensure that people hear our message? Like, we're not like Trump and Hansen who just talk about problems. We've got the solutions. But I acknowledge people hearing our message and being inspired by it is tough. And that's what I mean when I say we face a crossroads.
So just tell me a bit more about the crossroads. Which fork in this road would you take?
Oh, well, I think that our policies are excellent. They've been signed off on by our members. We have a very democratic internal structure. But how do you present those policies so people hear what our message is?
So what's going wrong in that presentation at the moment as far as you're concerned?
Well, I take responsibility how we're presenting our messages. I think also in the terms of the change, our media profile has dropped. I think that's partly because of the very rapid change in media and social media. We're pretty good on social media. But it's coming back to the presentation of the policies. I think we do need to be talking about those issues around homes for all, the inequality, guaranteed minimum income. Like Senator Rachel Seward doing a great job fighting the welfare scams that are going on at the moment. But people aren't really hearing about our policy about guaranteed minimum income. Now, that's not directing a criticism at anybody.
Well, it kind of is. It kind of is. You say you're happy to take collective responsibility, but we all know in a minor party it's the leader of the party who is the face and the voice of the party, and you're saying that the media profile has dropped. That is a criticism, isn't it, of your leader? And his media performance?
No, it's not a criticism of the leader. I mean, my media profile has also dropped considerably. I'd say Richard and Sarah Hanson-Young are the ones who get most of the media coverage. So when you make that comment, and we need to be honest, we need to be honest in how this is playing out. But that doesn't mean that you're criticising the leader. What you're saying is, let's look at how the Greens are viewed. How do we get our message across? How do people hear what we stand for right across the board, from the environment to wealth redistribution to climate change action?
In the quote in the Fairfax Press, you say, as we've discussed, the Greens are at a crossroad with Labor appearing to move left on some issues and minor parties pulling votes away. And you go on to say the Bernie Sanders experience in the US shows that people with radical and anti-establishment policies can win mass support. Is that your vision for the Greens party, to be radical and anti-establishment?
Well, I think we already are when you actually look at the policies, but I would like more people to see us that way. That's what I think is urgently needed. And the experience overseas is very exciting. It's inspiring people. And look, just look at the two big rallies that we've had, the Women's March last week, the incredible shift in recognition that Invasion Day, 26th of January, shouldn't just be this national party day, that we need to reflect on that. There's big changes in our society. The Greens need to be part of that and be ready to respond with policies that will deliver on what people want.
But this notion of radical and anti-establishment, I understand what you're saying, that you have views and the Greens have always positioned themselves as standing up for those outside the mainstream and left behind. But when the Greens party room, your party room, elected Richard Di Natale, it was seen very much as an endorsement of his positioning to really broaden the party's electoral appeal and steer more of a middle course, perhaps, and be more willing to negotiate and deal the Greens into negotiations with the major parties. Are you in favour of that approach?
Well, look, I work in Parliament. All the time we're getting legislation. We're out to negotiate the best outcome. That's our job. But there's also, and that's what I think is a wonderful heritage of the Greens, is that deep commitment to our community work, to protest actions. And history teaches you that's a driver of social change. And that's where the Greens need to always retain their roots in that. And that's certainly a major part of my work.
The best way forward for a minor party to gather a broader base, and that's got to be the aim, to gather a broader base. You don't want to be the outsider, presumably forever. That's not your aim, is it?
Well, I don't think we're outsiders. I think outsiders become, outsiders are part of driving that change. So outsiders have advantages, but you're always driving to increase our vote, increase our number of MPs, and work with social movements. I can't emphasise that strong enough.
So is something you're doing in New South Wales not working? Because it was pretty clear from the election results, and the party itself had an internal review that showed that support for the Greens in New South Wales was down, and it was your state that let the Greens vote down nationally. Do you accept that?
Oh, well, look, those statements, so I was disappointed to see that again coming from, I think with senior Green sources, same background.
But the statistics are there.
Well, let's look at the statistics. In the last election, the Greens vote was slightly down on what had been in the previous election, but we weren't the lowest. And there was two Greens in two states that had votes. One was 5.87, one was 6.92. The Greens in New South Wales was 7.41. Now, the fact that we continue to be told that we're the ones causing the problems has got more to do with people, sadly, like what you've heard from Bob Brown, blaming New South Wales.
Well, Bob Brown isn't blaming New South Wales. He's actually blaming you. He's quoted again. He's saying you should leave. And he says, people say two things to me, what a good fellow Richard Di Natale is and when is Lee Rhiannon going. New South Wales voters have often told me they won't vote Green until Lee goes. When it comes to political white-anting, Lee is the Greens version of Tony Abbott.
Yes, extremely strong statements and not something pleasant to wake up to in the morning. Look, Bob's always resented that New South Wales membership sometimes pre-selects candidates other than his preferred candidate, and also the fact that New South Wales did not support his preferred hierarchical model for the Greens structure. Greens New South Wales have worked hard for internal democracy, and being frank, that's upset him. He got used to his Tasmanian situation. Bob didn't have to face pre-selection. His candidates were largely those that came through.
Well, let's talk about that, party structure and pre-selection. It's 16 minutes to our 8. Our guest is Lee Rhiannon. She's the New South Wales Senator for the Greens in the federal parliament. There's a new far-left anti-capitalist faction, that's how it's described within the Greens, called Left Renewal. Once you used to suggest that politicians should renew more often, perhaps I think you said once one term. Now, you've served 11 years in the state parliament, 6 years now at the federal level. If renewal is a positive, is it time for people like you who've been around a long time to think about moving on for fresh to allow change and renewal?
Well, I've certainly obeyed the Greens New South Wales rules in terms of one term. You can do two terms in the New South Wales Parliament. I did one and a bit. And I've actually, in terms of 6 years, I haven't even done one term yet. So I'm very committed to working with members, to renewing, etc. And I'm on track to continue my work very thoroughly, Fran. So I think you need to see those attacks by
myself. I'm not criticising your work. I'm just wondering about this notion of renewal, if you still hold to this notion that there needs to be more constant renewal.
Well, I do hold to the notion, and we are constantly renewing. I stayed one term and just, I think, an extra year, which is allowed under the rules. And similarly, I haven't even done 6 years in the federal parliament. So I think you need to see those attacks on saying me going very much in terms of this attack, as I describe what Bob's tactics have been over the years. In some ways, you could describe me as roadkill or collateral damage in terms of Bob's wanting to get his way in New South Wales and sadly a few other people.
Okay, so back to the positioning of the Greens. The Greens are now in a very crowded Senate there. You're under pressure. The vote for minor parties, a lot of it's gone to the Nick Xenophon party, particularly in South Australia. In other states, a lot of it's gone to One Nation. Different sides of the political debate than the Greens, of course, but no doubt that's having an impact on the amount of oxygen the Greens are getting politically at the moment, to be sure. I think that's, you'd probably agree with that. But can I just ask you finally then, what is it in a policy sense that you would like your party to do differently? Is there something in the policy sense you would like your party to change?
Not in a policy sense. No, it's in the messaging. Now, look, our policy, I'm sure there's improvements there, but overall, they're fantastic. It's how we communicate that. Like, you know, the work that our work has been leading in terms of democracy. We helped instigate the changes in New South Wales to ban political donations and voice for the national ICAC. And wealth redistribution actually sits at the heart of our policies in terms of increasing corporate taxes, with the issue around homes for all, the renewable industry. We've led on that. But what I find when I'm out in the community, people don't hear so much that message. So to my mind, it's how we're presenting it, how we talk about it. It's a big challenge.
Senator Rhiannon, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Senator Lee Rhiannon from New South Wales, from the Federal Greens.